In Wheeler County, in north-central Nebraska, 18% of residents are uninsured, compared to 13% statewide. It's where you'll find Clear Creek Organic Farms near the small town of Spalding. Bob Berndt and his wife Christine sell cheese and ice cream from their grass-fed dairy. They're also raising corn, vegetables, and 12 children.
Maggie, Christopher, Katie, Rosie, Raymond, Jenny, Tommy, Eddie, Frankie, Becky, Patrick, and George.
Inside the family's dairy shed, Berndt takes off his cap to talk about health care. From the farm, it's at least a half-hour drive to the nearest hospital, and that's as close as he cares to be. Berndt says it's been 20 years since he or his wife had health insurance. It started when one of their children was born prematurely with cerebral palsy. They were left with a load of debt and a dispute with their insurance carrier that cleaned out their bank account.
It left us in a really, really bad way. We were unable to purchase any food, nothing. And that's when we walked away from it.
After that, the last thing Berndt wanted to do is pay for more health insurance. So for 20 years, every doctor, dentist, or delivery has been paid out of pocket. For the last 7 years, it's been the same for the kids. Starting October 1st, Berndt could shop for coverage in the health insurance marketplace. The marketplace is part of the Affordable Care Act. It's designed to bring more people into coverage, spread the risk, and send more people to primary care instead of to the emergency room. Bruce Ramji, director of Nebraska's Department of Insurance, says the marketplaces are open to everyone.
However, some individuals will qualify for a subsidy, and the only way to qualify for a subsidy would be to shop on the exchange or marketplace.
Nebraska and 26 other states are part of a federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Other states like Colorado are setting up their own, but they're all intended to work the same way, kind of like shopping for airfare online. Put in your social security number and tax information, then compare plans and find out if you qualify for assistance. The deadline to buy from the marketplace is March 31st. And by then, no matter where you live, if you don't have insurance, you'll pay a fine at tax time, which takes us back to Bob Berndt's dairy farm. Berndt says the cost of health care is often on his mind.
It's been a constant scare. There's got to be some way that people can live with security and not have to go to bed at night worrying about what might happen and how they could lose their farm, you know, or lose their small business because of the cost and ever-growing cost of health care.
Isn't the answer to that to have insurance?
No, it's not.
Berndt plans to forego coverage for the time being and pay the fine. He believes the government should promote more health to bring down costs instead of more health insurance. In fact, 58% of rural Nebraskans think Obamacare will fail to reduce costs. Just 13% say it could work. Brian Depew, executive director of the Center for Rural Affairs, thinks people will get past issues with politics or policy once they learn more.
We're working really hard to get beyond the politics because at the end of the day, there's pieces of the Affordable Care Act that can benefit everybody, no matter what your political stripes.
Just getting the word out is a big stumbling block in rural areas. Keith Mueller studies rural health policy at the University of Iowa. He says when the Medicare Part D drug plan came out in 2005, it made slow progress at first.
It's just challenging to reach anyone, and even more challenging if you don't have the advantages of mass marketing that you do in an urban area.
But Brian Depew thinks Obamacare could have a big upside in rural America. For instance, a larger portion of rural than urban families are expected to qualify for subsidized insurance. So perhaps more farm families may be able to afford comprehensive coverage rather than just a basic plan as a safety net.
And it's as much an insurance plan on the farm as it is on their health.
Bob Berndt is aware that holding out on health care is a calculated risk. He says all of farming is that way. He shoos flies out of the beat-up family minivan, and we drive to their big 20-acre vegetable field. Christine Berndt loads buckets with red and yellow tomatoes, but the fall harvest was cut short after back-to-back hailstorms hit last month.
We lost all of our watermelons, all of our vine crops got wiped out through the hail, all of our winter squashes got wiped out.
Those were uninsured, too. Berndt says they're always saving up for those bumps in the road, whether they have to do with hail or health. The question starting October 1st will be, how many of the nation's roughly 8 million rural uninsured step up to the health marketplaces? and how many decide to go their own way. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.